The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. I am Seth, and it is a special privilege to introduce the interview of two folks in the studio with me today that I'm about to. Many of you know my general manager, Jim Ryan. He is in studio with us because of a special effort we are doing with another very special person and a very special project for a very special nonprofit in town. Stephanie Lang is with us. She is the development manager at the Phoenix Dream Center. You have heard us talking a little bit about it. And Stephanie, as a first-time guest, tell the audience, as I do with every first-time guest, a little bit about yourself, how you came to be doing what you're doing. Then I'm going to have Jim talk about how we are working with you on what the Phoenix Dream Center is all about.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. So I have a background in social work, and so I got my MSW back in 2019, and I always just had such a big heart for nonprofit organizations, and I was working on my own, and then I found the Phoenix Dream Center, who really focused on human trafficking survivors and addiction recovery, and that was just my whole heart, and I just started volunteering, and then a job opened up, and I applied, and a week later, I was hired on, and so I've been there for about a year and a half now, and it truly is just my dream job. I find so much joy stepping in there every single day, so it really is an honor and a blessing just to represent them and be able to call that place my work.
Well, it's an honor and a blessing to be able to work with you, and we'll talk a little bit more about the kinds of work that that is, but Jim, how did the Phoenix Dream Center come to your radar screen, and tell us a little bit about the project we're doing with them?
Well, thanks, Seth, for having me on. I don't come down and barge in on your show often as much as I know you'd like to, since you talk about the suits upstairs quite often.
We have the suits in the house.
Yes, but I came in on this one because this is dear to my heart, and it's I'm going to ask your listeners to listen through this. It's sometimes an unpleasant topic to talk about, but it needs to be discussed, and you've heard us talk about it before. This campaign is imperative that we get the results we need, because the people at the Dream Center, Stephanie being one of them, are angels from heaven in the work they do. And I'm going to give you a few stats here real quick. You've heard some of it in the promos that I've run on the radio station, but some of you haven't. You know, the average age a child is first trafficked is 13 years old. 1 out of 100 individuals trafficked is rescued. Only 1 out of 100 is rescued. The average lifespan is 7 years. 7 years, likely because the rescue rate is so small that they end up not surviving it. There's more than 365,000 missing children in our country each year. 30% of those are missing because they're being trafficked. These are staggering statistics. And when you think about Arizona being a hub of it, it makes you sick that this is in our backyard and we're a leader in it. And so when I went down and visited the Dream Center and Stephanie gave me a tour, I've done it for the last 3 years, and I always go back. I want a new tour. I want to see what's new there, what's developing. And I think the listeners would find it interesting how, Stephanie, you guys took an old hotel riddled with prostitutes and drug dealing, and you turned it into a refuge of hope and safety and healing. Tell us a little bit about that and the origins of the Dream Center.
Yeah, so we started off just like many other Dream Centers. You know, currently there's roughly 300 Dream Centers across the U.S. and internationally. And how each Dream Center is founded is by really just adopting that community. And so for us, we adopted 27th Avenue. And so it's right around the corner from Dream Center. And much like any outreaches, it just quickly grew to where we knew the need was so great, we had to have a building. There needed to be additional resources. And so luckily, we did find a hotel, and we were able to put a bid fit in. And we had a lot of support from multiple different churches and individual donors to where we were able to purchase the building. And now we're able to house, you know, we house roughly 200 to 300 residents every single day where we're able to provide
them. Do that number again. How much?
200 to 300 individuals. And so that's between our human trafficking recovery program, our addiction recovery program, and then also staff who live on campus, alumni, graduates. And so we now have that restorative place to be able to house all of them. You know, each of the rooms turn into little apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have food on campus. We have a medical center. We have a future child care center. We're actually in the works of working with a contractor this week. And so we have a dental clinic. We have an eye clinic. We have education centers, donation closets, all these things that we're able to then provide them with their basic needs that they need. So,
well, this was a short segment. We'll have a longer one on the other side of this commercial break. I would love to be able to communicate to the audience, you know, as Stephanie is speaking about this obviously horrific problem that we're trying to deal with. She has a smile on her face when she's describing the kind of work she does. It's communicated visually and factually and physically. We'll talk a little bit more about it and about our relationship with your organization, the Phoenix Dream Center. Stephanie Lang is my guest, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. I am Seth Leibson, and I am joined by Jim Ryan, my general manager, our general manager here at 960, The Patriot, and Stephanie Lang, who's the development manager at the Phoenix Dream Center. More information about everything the Dream Center does and our relationship with them at 960thepatriot.com. Stephanie, if I might, for an audience that's just trying to wrap their heads around what it is that we're talking about here, they hear a lot of different phrases in this realm: trafficking, human trafficking, slavery, sex slavery, child prostitution. What is trafficking? What is it that the Dream Center undertakes to tackle?
Yeah, so the general definition of human trafficking is force, fraud, coercion. So if you can memorize any words, it's that: force, fraud, coercion. A lot of people get it mixed up with smuggling. Mm-hmm. And so I like to say smuggling is when you go from point A to point B. And once you have that relationship, once you get to point B, it's done. They walk away, they go their separate lives. When it's human trafficking, they may get to point B and they say, okay, have a great life. And they say, no, you owe me $20,000 more. Mm-hmm. And they say, no, I paid you everything I have. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, well, I'll set you up with this job. Mm-hmm. I will put you in a house, I will feed you. And so they're like, okay, like I have to pay off this debt. But then while they're staying there, they say, well, I paid for all your food, I pay your rent. So now they have this debt that just keeps increasing and increasing, and they have no way out. And so even when you think about an individual who may be in the life of prostitution, you know, we see it when we drive down the street and we see this young girl and our minds immediately say, she's just a prostitute. But you have no idea that this one girl, she could have started out where when she was a young girl, she was abused. She was sexually abused, taken advantage of. And when something is taken from us, our immediate desire is to take that back. And so she may have entered into the sex world to regain that. But then along the way, a trafficker came along.
She may have entered it not with her own choice at all.
Absolutely. You know, and it could have been
a lot of people say, well, you can't tell them. Someone's telling them what to do. Yeah.
And so they get taken advantage of. They get manipulated. And then it's no longer a choice anymore.
Right.
And so then they get stuck in this life. And so what the Dream Center does is then sees them where they're at and then helps them bring that restoration.
It's indentured servitude and slavery is what it is.
Absolutely.
It's what our 13th Amendment prohibited.
Modern day slavery. And so when people say it's not happening anymore, it 100%. And it's happening in all 50 states as well.
And walk us through the example that you were telling me where they'll set up a protection element to it.
Yeah. So a trafficker could say, you know, you need protection out here. It's scary out on these streets. And the girl may be on her own and say, I've been doing this for how long? I don't need any protection. But then that night she gets jumped. That night she gets attacked. So then the trafficker comes the next day and he says, see, I told you, you needed protection. And so in her head, she's like, oh my gosh, maybe I do. Like maybe the streets are getting more dangerous. And so they may agree on a set amount, 30%, 40%. But then it increases and increases and increases to where now she's getting none of her money. Mm-hmm. And now she's being completely controlled by this individual.
And that's a good segue into, and what I really want the listeners to understand here is that this is so much more than physical and sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. The psychological abuse that these victims go through is so extraordinary and so immense that's kind of what led you guys to start the Hope Haven Wing,
absolutely,
which is what our campaign is raising money for. We're trying to raise $50,000 to help finish the Hope Haven Wing. We're about halfway there. And Seth, your listeners are so generous. When we do campaigns like this, they typically always step up. We need another $25,000. If 25 of our listeners right now went to 960thepatriot.com and donated $1,000, boom, we'd be there and we'd hit our goal of $50,000. Tell us how you came about to start the Hope Haven Wing and the mental health part of this at the Dream Center.
Yeah, so let's take that same girl who was in the life of prostitution and then a trafficker came along and took advantage of the situation. So she comes to the Dream Center, and in her mind, she chose that life. And so she also chose all the abuse. She chose all the victimization that this trafficker put on her. And so in her brain, she doesn't look at herself as a victim. She looks at herself as, I decided to be in this life. And so we get to help her walk through a 90-day process of just helping her decompress, one, all the abuse that she's been through, but then helping her recognize that you were taken advantage of. This is not your fault, that this individual just really wanted to control her. And so, but also when they come, you know, they deal with a lot of mental health issues, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, all these things. But they get to go into Hope Haven for these 90 days and really just heal. After those 90 days, they get to kind of their mind is more centered, and then they enter into our Hope Wing where they go to classes every day. They can get their education. But Hope Haven is really just that setback to where they can just breathe again. They don't have to worry about looking over their shoulder. A lot of them also have night terrors and these visions of putting them back in that trauma. And so we get to help them in that additional care. So they always have a staff member with them 24 hours a day. They also go with them to all doctor's appointments. It's just additional care to help them with that support system.
Much deeper and thorough care.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's a place where they live. I mean, this
uh-huh.
is not
yep.
a this
so
is not a day
the
program.
Dream Center. Yeah,
yeah, right.
It's at the Dream Center. It's right on just a separate wing of mm-hmm. part of our general human trafficking recovery program.
And I Seth, in being down there, I've met some of these victims. I've seen the rooms. Stephanie gave us a tour of the place. This is why I say this is truly the work of angels. What they're doing down. These are broken people, and they're repairing them all the way through the process.
Yeah.
So much so that when they get out of the 90-day, you know, stabilization period in the new Hope Haven Wing, then they go into the Hope Wing, which is the traditional part of Dream Center. They get the healing there. And then you get them and put them on their feet to get into the to a job and a working environment. Tell us a little bit about Dream Goods, which is a different program you have for those that are really apprehensive and have anxiety about taking that step to just get a job at a Walmart or get back in the real world.
Yeah, so we have a resident who she was just really apprehensive about getting a job outside of campus because she just wasn't ready, and that's okay. And so we do have a warehouse right around the corner from the Dream Center, and it's actually a different program that we have at the Dream Center. It's a working program, and it's a warehouse, and we build partnerships with other nonprofits, other businesses. But so she decided that because she wasn't ready to get a job at, like you said, Walmart or whatever, she applied for a job there, and now she gets a ride to the job with the other team members, and she goes there and she's learning skills like customer service. You know, she's reaching out to businesses. She's working in the warehouse, and she's feeling more confident, more just aware of the environment around her, to where soon she can feel more confident and say, you know what, I think I'm ready. I think I am ready to go somewhere else. But right now she does have this opportunity, and also she's building this community, this camaraderie with her coworkers, and then she gets to come back to the Dream Center of that safety. You know, she gets a ride there, she gets a ride back. And so it's still in that bubble a little bit, but she's also learning all these skill sets that she can put on her resume.
Stephanie, what's the age range you serve?
18 to, like, up, so adults.
And
but we
would,
do serve children.
And
what?
Oh, and if they, so some of these, I assume, are mothers with children, and mm-hmm. you have
yep,
the holistic
care for them. Yeah, some of our survivors have, yeah.
You want to do one more quick segment when we come back?
And sure.
That'd be great. We're going to a quick commercial break. Stephanie Lang has been my guest from the Phoenix Dream Center to help in our partnership with them, learn more about them, and support this cause and the new Hope Haven at the Dream Center. Go to 960thepatriot.com. Jim and Stephanie and I will be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Thank you, Jim Ryan, for doing this with us. And thank you, Stephanie Lang, for not only doing this with us, but doing what you do in the community. Stephanie Lang is with the Phoenix Dream Center, who we've partnered with. Talk, Jim, a little bit, if you don't mind, about the benefit people can enjoy with our station if they help out the Dream Center.
Yeah, so like I said, we're about halfway through our goal. You know, we can hit it with individual donations if like 25 listeners stepped up and donated $1,000. But I also do, as you've heard me say many times, Seth, the Business Benefactor Program, where I've made it even easier. And if you own a business and have the position to write a check that's larger, I'll give you back the equal amount in advertising on either of our radio stations, the Christian radio stations or the News Talk 960 The Patriot. So if you donate $5,000, I'll give you $5,000 in advertising on the radio station for your business that you can air anytime between now and the end of the year. And we'll sit down and produce the commercial for free for you. There's no out-of-pocket expense to you. Just make the donation to the Dream Centers by going to the website, 960thepatriot.com. Call me if you have questions on the Business Benefactor. You can call me at 602-955-9600. But we can do it with both individual donations and Business Benefactor.
Fantastic. And Stephanie, by the way, I'm sure it's obviously a very secured facility, but can people visit it if they want to? Jim had mentioned he got to see it.
Yeah, definitely. So it is secured, but we do tours every Tuesday. And so I would encourage you to reach out to Jim. I would love to have anybody come down and I can share more information and just about our center, about awareness and everything else. So yeah, we would love to have you come.
One last point as we go, just to put a cap on this, you know, we talk a lot in this country about our history and obviously the history of slavery. But the truth of the matter is, when you look at what is being done with human trafficking, we may very well have more slavery in the world right now than at any other point in our history. And you see that on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. don't you? You see the wages of that, don't mm-hmm. you, Stephanie?
Yeah, it's estimated every time I look up how many individuals, it's anywhere between 20 to 40 million yeah. people who are being trafficked right now.
Yeah.
And because it's so hidden,
yeah.
and we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
We have to bring awareness. We have to. And Jim, like you said in the very beginning, it's uncomfortable. It's not something that we want to know about, but we have to. These are our children. Yeah. These are our brothers, our sisters, our mothers who are being affected.
Yeah. We have a responsibility to
absolutely.
Our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for doing it. Really, thank you. It's really moving. There's not a lot of interviews that leave me without words. This one kind of does. So, Stephanie yeah. Lang from the Phoenix Dream Center, thank you. Jim, thanks for, you know, putting all of this together with our station and our community and our listenership. Again, 960thepatriot.com is our website if you want to help out.
We're in the last week of it, Seth, so it's really a big push here. We've got now through Sunday, and if I have to extend the campaign next week, I'd be willing to do so because it means so much to me, and I think we just have a responsibility to do it. But I thank your listeners for the support.
Let's get it done. Jim, thank you. Stephanie,
thank you.
I'm Seth, and we'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.